Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons. On a football Friday, a fall Friday, a Patriots Friday, leading into a fun weekend where the weather is still, this is, I know Fitzy, feels like Fitzy, you're going to do something like pumpkin spicy or apple picking or something.
I always call these days, Andy, I refer to these days as L.L. Bean catalog autumn days or cider donut days. This feels like the kind of day where you'd go apple picking with the family in the day, drink some cider, take a photo for the gram, then come home at night, cook dinner, and sit around the fire pit. It's perfect.
So can I tell you a sad brag?
A sad brag?
Yeah. I think I just coined a term.
What's that?
I got to take the boat out this weekend. I think that's a sad brag.
It's all done, yeah.
Yeah, it's time. The season is over. Put a cover on it. Put it in the yard and start thinking about whiskey eggnogs because it's winter here again. So,
but with it comes Christmas shopping.
Every season I like to see. Yes, absolutely.
Is there a time every year in the calendar that you do it that around the same time, or just
weather dependent? Okay, like this is probably a little bit later. We haven't had any big storms or threats of hurricanes or anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I've squeezed, and I'll go. You know, Saturday we'll go.
When
to
you
the
take
beach.
The boat out, do you get in the water? You water activities, or just do boat? Do you just stay in the boat? Do you get out in the water?
We went swimming last weekend. We took it out on Saturday.
Oh, you did? It was freeze?
I thought I was going to, and it was nicer than I expected. Oh, water was like 65, I think.
That's not bad at all.
It really was. I mean, that's kind of like Maine in the summer temperature. Like, we get warmer down here, good, but yeah. Exactly. In Maine, that's what they're like, hell, that's hot. Hell, what's the heat wave?
That's Newburyport in August.
So, a little trick, just wear a full wetsuit. And then take a pee in it, and then just do barrel rolls, and you warm right up. That's what I did when I surfed all the time.
Okay, so now we have a mental image of Ted Johnson peeing himself in a wetsuit doing barrel rolls.
That'll warm your whole body up.
If that doesn't take you into the weekend, I don't know what will. Let's go to the phone lines. We got some guys that have been waiting for a while here. Let's go to our buddy Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Gentlemen, hey, I just wanted to say two things. One about Belichick. He's ruining his image every week. And I'll tell you what, when he plays Cal, they'll probably have all his fans filing out at halftime because Cal's got a pretty good team. So the hits will keep coming for him. The Patriots offensive line, we need to see these guys step up and blow open some holes for these running backs because they're taking a beating on the fans. The fans are not believing in these guys. And then on top of that, McDaniels is taking a little bit of a slacking too because they're saying that he's not calling the plays right. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a hell of a job, I think. So let's get him. Go Pats.
I like it,
Thanks
Tim.
For the call, Tim.
Just the game is in Cal. So unless Cal is playing really bad, no one's leaving that stadium.
So Cal is an 8.5-point favorite,
yep,
according to my app.
Yep.
So
and Tim wants. I was at 10 yesterday.
Okay.
Well. Maybe they know something we don't. But also, the running defense for the Titans, terrible. But so was the Bills. And the Patriots didn't.
Yeah, they still can't run.
So they give up an average of 133 yards, just like the Bills did. So they're as bad as the Bills. Can they take advantage of that?
Is this the breakout week?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. The breakout week.
This is it, man. This is it.
Travion Henderson with a big play?
He's going to have more carries than Ramondre are going to have.
Okay.
And he's going to ball out. Finally, the running game breaks out.
100-yard rusher?
You know what? I'll say, can I say 80?
Did you hear the confidence break when
I'll say,
I asked him?
They'll have over 100 yards. They'll have over 100 yards, but he'll have 80.
Okay. I'll take an 80-yard rusher.
80 and a touchdown.
Can I just at least have Drake May not be the leading rusher this week? Is that too much?
Yeah.
No, it sounds like Ted's predicting it. If Drake May's the leading rusher, means he had a big game because now he's up over 80, 90 yards rushing. So sounds like that build-up Ted prediction is just that. Cody in the Cape. What's up, Cody?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So I just learned two new things since I've been on hold. Sad brag, and I actually finally have something in common with Ted. I've actually peed in my wetsuit quite a few times from the Cape. I surf
it works,
a lot.
Right?
And, that's a great way.
Yep, there you go, brother.
Jesus. Great bond.
Way to go, Cody.
Is that all you got? Yeah. You got anything else?
No. I got some stuff on the Belichick stuff.
Okay,
so
good.
I can say as myself, in my perspective, I'm a huge WEF fan. I listen to you guys constantly. Like, sad brag right here. I actually won the tickets to that early premiere show with Greg Hill show earlier today. So
nice.
That's a sad brag right there. I got real top things on my plate right now. But no, I think it's kind of like when you hear about an artist that does something really shady. It's just like, it's embarrassing. I mean, I grew up a Pats fan, and it's just like, I just don't want to hear it anymore. And it sucks because, like, I don't like to see anyone, even, you know, teams I don't like, players I don't like, I don't like to see anyone unless they're, like, really horrible people do poorly. But it's just sad at this point. I mean, it's, why couldn't you just walked away and just, like, left it like everyone wanted it to be, you know, Brady and Belichick, and we would have something to talk about for the rest of our lives. And now it's just like, just all of this. Everything that comes out is just bad news, and I think that as a sports fan, like growing up from the Cape, like it's I'm tired of bad news. But
thanks for the call, Cody.
It is okay.
It's sad.
It is sad. Mm-hmm. It is sad. Like Bill has no other interest. Like this is he can't quit football.
Right.
Like he's literally talking to his girlfriend about red zone and graphics about football. Like he doesn't have anything else other than football. That's all he's got.
What about Nantucket fishing, boating. 8 rings. Go out there. Go be rich. You know what rich people do? Things of leisure. They don't even say leisure. They say leisure. They change the word.
They season, Andy. You know what they do? They don't go away on vacation. They summer.
Right. Go find Jimmy Johnson in the Keys when you want to and go fishing with him. Like, there's a way to do it that a lot of people have found. Yeah. And alpha people. I'm not saying lazy people. Because I think there's lazy people, probably people like me, that are like, when can I retire? I'm looking forward to the boat. But Jimmy Johnson, alpha, right? Jimmy Johnson, alpha.
Oh, big time.
One in college, one in whole thing. He found a way to make it work. Do a little TV and then go on your boat, which he also called whatever number of rings he has, and that's where Bill got the idea. But he's down in the Keys.
But he's a family man. I don't think Bill's a family guy. I don't think he, like, sits around with family.
So don't be a family guy, then. Be a bar guy, or be a beach guy, or be a boat guy, or be a ski guy, or be a travel guy, or a cruise
guy.
He'd
rather stick hot needles in his eye than I think do that. I do. I don't think he... I think football is what gets him going, man.
All right, Stiz, it is 5:09:54. You know what that means. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Like it or not, in many ways, there's a chance that one of the biggest stories in sports and Boston sports is Bill Belichick, UNC, Jordan, Lombardi, Patricia, Pablo Torre, even Katie Nolan.
How about Katie chiming in every now and then?
Every then and then and then and then again and keeps chiming in.
Easy,
Oh, Pablo.
Maybe chiming in less.
That's my guy, Dan Soder's wife. This will be nice.
You know, well, that's Dan Soder's wife. Are you a Soder fan,
that's
Ted?
That's my guy. Yeah, I know Dan. I can.
You do too?
Yes.
Comedy brags. I love Soder. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
I'll balance you guys out by saying I have no idea who Soder is.
Oh, my God.
Is that a New England Soder or a real Soder? Is it an A that you guys turn into an R or?
It's a S-O-D-E-R. He's from the Bay Area.
How do you
big
know
Niners fan.
How do you know him, bud?
I know him from comedy days and doing video shoots with him like 15 years ago back in the city.
How do you know him, bud?
I know him because I was his coach at a football camp at Colorado. He's from outside of Boulder.
Okay.
And he was a high school kid, and he tells a story that I coached him for. I went and volunteered my time there after I graduated, and he was one of the kids in my group that I coached that week, and
wow.
He went on to be a big comedian and star, and so we reconnected later when I was in Houston.
Yes.
He came on the show, told me that story, and then we've been friends ever since.
Wow. And Andy, let me tell you for a fact, we got to have him call into the show one day. He's a very, very funny guy.
Nice guy.
He super funny. His Macho Man Randy Savage impersonation is maybe the best celebrity impersonation you'll hear, period.
So we can interview the Macho Man?
Yes,
I'll take
yes.
that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If we can interview the Macho Man,
he's got good stories from the set of Billions. He was he was a good yep. character in Billions. Oh. That's what we were a fan of the show, yep. My show in Houston. Mm-hmm. So that's why we had him on.
Okay,
and I heard that story.
Well, his wife Katie Nolan is part of the Pablo Torre podcast that sort of brought some new attention, new light to the Bill Belichick story. We've talked about it, but I challenged Stiz. I said, Stiz, can you summarize everything we talked about into some compilation? Let's see how he did.
One prominent UNC booster told me that this collapse, this curve, represents, quote, the desecration of their university. Alumni and boosters are, quote, sick about this.
You just go click, 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 click on the delete button. I was able to build out his, you know, entire website with animations, with all of these things.
But the defining feature of this dynamic, right, which is palpable on this set of NFL films at this time, was that Lombardi, Jordan, and Patricia all disliked each other. And they all were kissing Bill Belichick's ass.
We need a football person.
I think they're using all of the underdog people from the other things and don't know how to do anything else aside from what they do on all the other shows, which honestly, frankly, really isn't that good.
The person who had told multiple people around the program that Jordan was no longer involved with the football program and was no longer allowed in the building was North Carolina general manager Mike Lombardi.
Whoa!
This culture that I learned from you and how to behave and how to act and how to think is really the way it's become a way of life. It's become my operating system, and without it, it's really no fun.
Look, dude, Bill is his deity. It's unreal.
We all have mentors, right?
I don't know
right?
how I could just live my right. life without you, Bill.
But he just said the way he thinks, the way he speaks, the way he acts, is the way Bill told him to.
He said something like, I can only survive in this culture.
And, like, just to clarify, Bill Belichick, very successful coach. But he's not Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I think he is
to Mike Lombardi.
Or even Martin Luther King
tongue.
Or
Bite
whoever you want to. He is now claiming he's basically molded his whole life around Bill Belichick, who a lot of people think is kind of an a-hole. A successful a-hole, but kind of an a-hole. Like, it's a strange thing to say over dinner to your wife, never mind to a TV audience. And, but it isn't strange when, you know what? He said that in front of Bill Belichick last year and subsequently got a four-year, $4.5 million contract to be the general manager of a college football team. A position that didn't even really exist like a couple of years ago, and now he's making $1.5 million a year to do it. Guaranteed deal also. That was one of those things, the exit strategy.
Oh, of course.
He getting his $1.5 million for 3 years, $4.5 million total, no matter what happens. We talked to our guy Jeremy Springer earlier. We talk to a coordinator every Friday.
Good energy from Jeremy.
Love his energy. Let's just say today, maybe his energy and being a little too comfortable with us got ahead of him. And, well, it led to Stiz having to follow FCC guidelines.
Do you go up to Vrabel and say, hey, coach, just so you know, he's good from 60 tonight. Do you advocate for the kick, or do you wait until they come to you and say, like, how's his range? How's he doing? What can we ask of him tonight?
Yeah, that's all done in pregame for us. Like, everything from a yard line perspective and where we're going both ways, if we're outside or if we're indoor, we already have a plan in place. So I know. And I think, you know, the flow of the game, the aggressiveness of Coach Vrabel in those situations when they're talking with offense, defense, and stretch, I think that's something that they decide on. And for me, I'm always ready because I'm on the headset. And if we want to kick it, we kick it. Now, if we want to be aggressive, let's do it. And I just love that about Raves. Like, if we're going to be aggressive, let's do it. And excuse my language right there. Let's do it. And let's go out there and be the – sorry about that.
That's why – no, don't ever apologize. That's why we love you, dude. You're the real deal. Right.
No, I got in coach mode, but I just love the aggressiveness, man. Like, if we go out there on offense, we get touchdowns, man, that's good for our team. It's good for Drake and those guys, and I'm all for what's best for the team in that situation, and I'm all in on whatever we choose to do.
Oof, boy, he was over skis a little bit. But you know
excited.
What? That's a testament to the interviewers. You guys got him so comfortable and so relaxed.
Okay, I'll take it.
That he's just like, you know, just F-bombs flying like it didn't even think came out of his mouth like nothing.
I still say he is what you would envision a modern special teams coach would be. Like, his look is sort of the Sean McVay modern skinny coach look.
Yep.
And then his energy is a little bit of a throwback to the organized chaos days of special teams and those guys being hyped up.
They have to be.
Yeah, energy drink, energy drink and run through a wall.
Those guys have a very difficult job. There you go, Jeremy. Drop it, baby.
They do have a difficult job.
It's hard because, like, you're dealing with all the rookies usually and guys that don't want to be on your units. And so it's hard. You got to motivate them.
And, like, he even talked about it. We discussed with him, and if you missed the interview, you can go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY, asking him about the kick return. Mm-hmm. And he's like, ideally, I'd have, like, six tight ends out there. But, right. A, we don't have six tight ends, and I'm not even allowed to use the top two tight ends because they're the starters. Like, that mentality of, we need you to put the best unit out there, but without the best
players.
Right?
Right.
Like, that's a weird, even Efton Chisholm, when I asked him that, he's like, well, if he's active, then he might be my kick returner again. If not, I'll have a different kick returner. Mm-hmm. It's like that world of, like, that doesn't happen on offense and defense.
No.
If you're the defensive coordinator and you tell the head coach, basically, these are my best 11, you're going to get your best. It's not going to be, well, the special teams coach actually needs so-and-so, so you can't have him for defense. That's never going to happen. So that's a weird.
And I also heard him say that he learns more and more from these kickoffs. Like, you're seeing with different strategies because it's a new thing, and there's new kind of concepts and schemes people are running. So, you know, you don't know how to, you want to perfect it, but you also get ideas from watching other guys' film.
And I don't know about you, but I didn't realize it until it was brought to my attention this week that the only kickoff return for a touchdown is Antonio Gibson against the Dolphins.
I said that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Maybe you brought it to my attention.
I said it to you and yesterday.
That stunned me.
Yeah.
Like, this whole new – because there are more returns, and there's even more – I've seen plenty of, like, 30-yard returns, but I didn't realize, well, you only haven't seen them break it. You haven't seen them go the distance.
But you said it to him because you heard it from me the day before.
Okay,
and also,
I'll give you the damn credit.
But then also, you have to – don't forget, you have Marcus Jones, who's averaging 23 yards per punt return, which is – insane. That's the number one in the NFL.
Yeah.
So special teams are doing good.
They are doing. They are, absolutely. And then we talked to our guy, Mike Giardi, who, interestingly, you asked him the question to rate the aspects of the team. And piecing it together in my head, the way he talked, I think he had it almost identical to, like, pretty much what we had.
Pretty much.
Like, the way he did it, even had the run game down the bottom. He threw that in as an extra. You didn't ask him that. But the pass game and the coaching and everything was
up
top.
So you went pass game first, coaching second, and the run defense third.
Right. So, he kind of fell in line with the brains of the operation, which is what we are. But I asked him to preview this Tennessee game because Mike goes way back. People like to forget that he was NFL Network guy.
Big NFL Network guy.
And covered a lot of these people boots on the ground. He was in Tennessee. He was in Buffalo.
Getting inside info.
Absolutely. He still has a lot of contacts. So I asked him to sort of preview this game, and would it be the pushover that it seems most people believe it's going to be? Is there any chance those are bad bets? Is that how this plays out, that the Patriots just go down there and cover in Tennessee?
You always wonder about the interim coach and if you get that dead cat bounce, you know, from that. And I don't think that Tennessee has been, let's put it this way. Generally, it's been awful, but there have been some moments that they've splashed in there. I think their defense is pretty well accomplished in some positions. Jeffrey Simmons is you saw what he did last year. He absolutely ruined the game for the Patriots and probably ruined Laden Robinson's career in the process. So, like, there are some things that you have to be careful at, but, like, the place is going to be relatively dead. Buck was saying, like, they didn't even have anybody for basically the home opener, and that was Cam Ward's debut. Like, that's how their fans feel about this. So, you know, bring your own energy in this game, but in the end, you should be able to take care of a team. Like, I mean, Mike McCoy hasn't coached in the freaking league. He was gone for, like, 5-6 years before he took the senior assistant job. Like, I don't know. It just feels like if you bring any kind of effort in this game, you should cover.
So that's Mike Giardi basically giving gambling advice and telling you to lay the points.
Yeah.
And I said it to him in the question. I got the email this morning from one of the big-time casinos that the Patriots spread has the most tickets, so the most actual bets, and also the most handle, meaning the most money. So they're not only little bets, there's some significant
money.
Where
are the Sharks putting their money?
I didn't read the whole thing.
There's some that would say, well, it's the third game on the road. That's going to be a tricky spot for the Patriots.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a tricky spot. Cam Ward stinks and the Titans stink.
I agree.
You told me that earlier. I was listening during the buildup. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Squeeze in a couple phone calls here. Let's go to Jerry in the car. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, fellas, great show so far. And this Bill Belichick tape is both fascinating and horrible. But I wanted to ask a question. If you could clarify, please, where is this recording coming from? I mean, the guy and his girlfriend are inches from each other's ears and whispering to each other. Who's taking the recording? Where is this coming from?
So it was in a studio at NFL Films where they were preparing to record his coach TV show. So Bill was mic'd up. I don't believe Jordan was. I think you're hearing Jordan through Bill's microphone. And it was, according to NFL Films and sort of everybody, an underdog crew of audio people, video people, cameras.
So they let it through. They let it go. They leaked it.
Yep.
They leaked it.
They
yep.
did
underdog.
Indeed, Jerry.
Yep.
That's awful.
All right, thanks for the call, Jerry.
It happens, man.
It does happen.
See it all the time.
And it tends to happen when you piss off the wrong
yep.
people.
Yep.
You know, I've had discussions with this, like, especially in baseball. If you're a producer for baseball, the length of those games and then the amount of those games and how much audio there is between you and the producer and the mic is off while you're in a break and you're talking to your co-host, there's just a lot of time where lot of stuff, even if it's relatively innocent, you know, talking about a girl you both see in the crowd and say something that embarrasses you.
Have you guys ever seen HBO's The Jinx?
I have not.
Oh. Great documentary, and I'm not going to spoil it.
Yes.
But the very ending involves a hot mic and murder. That's all I'll say.
He incriminates himself with the hot mic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, hot mics can get you in
Watch
trouble.
It. Jinx, yep.
Do we want to roll the dice, Ted, on a Friday afternoon?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Let's go to Joe in Southie. What's up, Joe?
Fellas, how's it going? Long time, first time, all that. Okay. I think I want to talk about... I feel like I'm not seeing as many Dunkin' Donuts anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, nowadays it's all Starbucks and all that. Like, my kids are asking me, I want a venti latte and a cake pop. I mean, what the hell are we talking about anymore?
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for the call, Joe.
It's Dunkin' now. It's not Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it's just Dunkin'.
Just to be technical about it. But, I don't know. I mean, Starbucks is closing stores down.
They
haven't
heard
Dunkin'
issues.
Is... closing stores.
I mean, Dunkin's doing just fine. I still see them on a lot of corners, and when I need one, I open my app, and one pops up relatively close to me. I order, and I go get it. Stiz is a big fan of Dunkin', right, Stiz?
No, I have a love-hate relationship with Dunks. I can't stop spending my money on it because I haven't found a way to replicate good coffee at home, but they beat me for money on the Dunks app.
No, they give you free coffee.
No, that's my other. Well, that's my other thing. So it used to be like 500 points for a free coffee, and that included cold brew. It's now like 900 for a free coffee, and it doesn't include cold brew.
600. I think you're exaggerating.
The markup on coffee is so insane.
That's right. It's a dollar.
It costs nothing to make, and they charge.
It's water.
Well, coffee is up. I will say that.
You know, my biggest kind of gripe with coffee shops, especially probably Starbucks, is they don't have a lot of drive-thrus. Like Dunkin' gives you a lot of drive-thru options.
Yes.
If you know, it's
you like to drive.
I gotta really like my coffee if I want to get out.
How lazy are you?
Are you having a coffee every morning, Ted?
I do, but I make it every. I don't buy it. Go out and buy it. I make it myself. Well, my little K cup.
You're not rich like Stiz is going out to get his Dunkin' out. He Dunkin' rich.
I know. I got to chill.
He Dunkin' rich back there. Coming up on WEEI Afternoon, speaking of rich, this could be the week. We have our pick six parlay, and I believe the word is due. We are due. We haven't been great. We've been hovering
speak
around.
Speak for yourself, bub.
I was talking like a team. I'm a team member.
Oh, okay.
I think teams are about me, not me. But, you know, you do you, Ted. We have another pick six parlay. I think we are ready to win this time. That's up next on WEEI Afternoons. But more importantly, you need to keep on listening because we got something special for you on a Friday at 5:25. It is Stiz with What's Trending Now.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up one last time before we get out of here with what's trending right now on WEI and WEI.com. The New England Patriots, they're set to travel to Tennessee, Mike Vrabel's former home, to take on the Titans and interim head coach Mike McCoy. Sunday kickoff at 1 p.m. The Patriots, 7-point road favorites. Charles Woods, Jalen Hawkins, Harold Landry, and Stephon Diggs, all questionable for Sunday's game. Calvin Ridley ruled out for Tennessee with a hamstring injury. Week 7 in the NFL got off to a great start last night. Cincinnati's thrilling 33. 30- 23-31 win at home versus the Steelers. Joe Flacco in just his second start for the Bengals. He went 31-47, 342 yards, 3 tutties. Aaron Rodgers, 250 yards, 4 touchdowns, but 2 interceptions. In hockey, the Bruins got off to a tough start on their West Coast trip to the Golden Knights last night. The final was 6-5. Jeremy Swayman brought in a six-pack to the party, the wrong kind. He allowed 6 goals on 37 shots. Up next for the Bees, a trip is a mammoth game. That's right, Boston versus Utah Sunday night, and puck drops at 7 p.m. In baseball, Game 5 of the ALCS tonight in Seattle between the Jays and Mariners. That series all tied up at 2 games apiece. Kevin Gausman goes for Toronto. He'll be opposite Seattle's Bryce Miller. And in the National League, the Dodgers look to punch their ticket back to the Fall Classic tonight in Game 4 against the Brewers. TBD will take the hill for Milwaukee opposite Shohei Ohtani. Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ENDIF. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com. Our pick 6 for WEI Afternoon is up next.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Hopefully we're singing this song on Sunday, that it's a good day for our pick 6 parlay, because, well, so far it's been donations for me to my favorite gambling app. Did we hit 500 one week, 3-3? I think we might have. I feel like we've had more weeks with 1 or 2 wins. You probably have a better chance if you fade us.
Yeah. Bet the opposite.
So maybe I'll do that, too. I'll try to bet against us.
I mean, me personally, bet what I say.
You're so toast. You know why? You know how I know that?
Why is that?
Because this week, you actually got your first pick. I think you put your game in on Wednesday?
Yeah.
You were like ahead of the... I'll take that.
I kept being the last pick. I didn't want to be the last pick anymore.
And you were the last pick, and you would pick other people's picks. That's
right.
And then you'd end up with a game that you actually won, even though the first couple games you picked, you would have lost.
Yeah, that wasn't meant to be, obviously.
That's true. That's true. God works in mysterious ways.
And maybe I knew you already picked it, and I was doing that to kind of throw you a curveball.
That could be, but this is the week. It's time now for our pick 6.
A pick 6!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick 6.
Jones with the pick 6.
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
I'll start things off, as I do every week, and give you a loser right out the gates. 1-5 is my record.
6 picks. I'm embarrassed to say. 1-5. Worst record
That's
there is.
That's so bad, bro.
I'm not the only one. Oof. Brian Frazoco also 1-5.
Wow. That's so embarrassing.
Now I know why he left early today, because he didn't want to make his pick. That's... I will take the Bears versus the Saints. -4.5 for Chicago. I think the Saints are not as bad as I thought they'd be.
Right.
But they're not a good football team.
Yeah.
And the Bears, I feel like the Bears, this is a similar situation. Don't turn it over. And I think the Bears are starting to play some decent football. I think Ben Johnson is starting to meld a little bit with Caleb Williams and what they're doing. So give me the Bears versus the Saints. I will lay the 4.5 points, and I will get my second pick six victory of the season.
Let's hope. I'm pulling for you, Bubba.
Fitzy had to bump out a little early today, but he wants to take the Browns. -2.5 versus the Dolphins. Fitzy's also 1-5 on the year in our pick six.
Man.
He also stinks. So he has Cleveland, which is an interesting selection with Dylan Gabriel. Yep. But that Dolphins team has been pretty bad. You have a leader who talked about leadership problems and outing guys for missing or being late.
Nick Saban's
to
not happy with him.
No, he's not. Oh. And he wasn't happy with himself. He actually apologized. He said things he shouldn't have said.
Too little too late, bro.
You said them. They're cats
out
the bag.
There.
So Fitzy takes the Browns -2.5 versus the Dolphins. Ted, who you got?
I picked the Panthers in the Jets game, and I am going with the Panthers. Panthers, who are 1.5 point favorites in this game, which is kind of surprising to me. I thought that spread would be a little bit bigger. But, yeah, the Jets, they're awful. They got their first takeaway in last week's game. That's pretty pathetic. That team feels inept. They don't know what they're – I feel bad because Aaron Glenn's such a good guy. You know, but if you saw his defense when he first started running the defense in Detroit, they were a mess there. I don't know. Just maybe pay attention to – nice guy. You go with your former player who was was he a Hall of Famer? Aaron Glenn Hall of Famer?
No.
No, hell of a good player though. But
good player.
I just I don't think he's cut out for being a head coach. So I can't even see this game being close. So the Panthers got a little something cooking. So I got the Panthers beating the Jets, and I love that spread. Only 1.5 point favorites.
Is this freaking parenthetical next to your name? Right? Are you really 5-1?
Yes.
Are you really 5-1?
I'm 5-1.
Holy crap!
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah.
You should have been making just one-off bet.
I mean,
picks.
Why do you think I'm like got my chest out. I'm pumped.
Because I thought we all sucked and maybe you were like, 3-3 or something.
You guys are bringing me down.
We absolutely are. You should break free from this parlay and just go off on your own and make your own picks.
I said that at the beginning of the segment.
Holy crap.
Just follow what my picks are.
Wow. So Dan Ball, who is off calling some hockey games today for Quinnipiac, he's taking the Packers -6.5 at the Cardinals. Dan Ball is the only other person on the show that doesn't have a losing record. He's 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan Ball has Packers -6.5 at Cardinals. Stiz.
So, Andy, I'm going to take the Cowboys. They're looking to get back to .500. They'll be hosting the Commanders on Sunday. I think the Cowboys, 2.5. They're favored by 2.5. So, they get 2.5, right? So I shouldn't say they're favored. I'm still learning the whole betting lingo.
Cowboys plus 2.5.
Yeah, they're plus 2.5, so they get 2.5. So, I did it wrong again. Damn it. Cowboys, just give me the freaking Cowboys.
You're taking the Cowboys. You're taking the points.
Yeah.
You are 2-4 on the year.
I'm not. Yeah, it could be better.
You're twice as good as I am. You have 2 wins, and I only have 1. And then, as I mentioned, Brian Frazoco is another 1-5 record, like Fitzy and myself. He's taking the Eagles -1.5 points at the Vikings. There's some quarterback questions there. I don't know if they made the announcement today. J.J. McCarthy has been practicing. Carson Wentz has also been hurt. So the quarterback situation is a little bit up in the air for the Vikings. And the Eagles are just up in the air in terms of who they are. Do they want to be a good winning football team, infighting?
You win a Super Bowl and then it all comes falling apart for some teams.
What would you know about that?
A little something.
Yeah, 2002.
That 2002 team, we thought we had some things figured out. We were wrong.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't make the playoffs. We'll see if that happens to the Eagles. So you put those all together. You got Hart taking the Bears -4.5. Fitzy has the Browns -2.5. Ted has the Panthers -1.5. Dan has the Packers, a favorite, -6.5. Stiz takes the Cowboys in those 2.5 points, and the Eagles laying 1.5 points
is Brian's selection. Put them all together. Mm. That gives you plus $4,832. That means $10 wins you $483.29.
Not bad juice.
AKA one Uber Eats order for Stiz during the middle of our show. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will give you our Patriots picks. And thankfully, this is our area of expertise. We've been doing a little bit better job actually picking the Patriots games better than our pick six. Patriots picks up next for odds and ends here on WEEI After.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Afternoons. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
You know what? They got like bottles of Kool-Aid they sell now. I got one the other day.
Like old school.
A grape Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. Yeah. Yeah. It was okay. I don't know. It wasn't
what you remembered.
You know, like when you make it yourself.
You add extra,
so yeah, it's sweeter.
Absolutely. Like, I'm surprised you drank that, Ted, to be honest.
Well, you know what? Every now and then there's something like, you know, like a, every now and then I just want a Yoo-Hoo, you know?
Oh, really? Yoo-Hoos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I love a Yoo-Hoo. Like every now and then I see a Kool-Aid. I want to remember my child. Let's get a Kool-Aid.
I've never had a Yoo-Hoo.
Really?
What? Yep. Oh, it's top tier chocolate.
So good,
milk.
Bro.
Really? Because I brought my son like a case of them. He's like, these are gross. I don't
know. No, Jackson.
He actually is more into the, you were had some of them, like more like proteiny, milky, Oikos.
Those muscle milks are
know.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, come on, it's not Yoo-Hoo, please.
No, it's not, definitely
come
not
on,
a Yoo-Hoo.
It was Tom Cruise's favorite drink in A Few Good Men.
I feel like you're, was it?
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to create.
It's the second time, A Few Good Men.
I've noticed that. Yeah. But this feels like a conversation that gives him the itch to stop at a convenience store. And Stiz is getting a Yoo-Hoo on his way home in like an hour and a half.
Let's hope there's not a riot.
Can't be McDonald's because he already had the McDonald's earlier in the show when he got that delivered here. But we need to get to our Patriots picks. It's the end of the week. And it's not the sexiest of games. We understand that. Ted Johnson didn't want to build it up to more than it is. Mm-hmm. We're not even really talking about letdown. I think the trust level in this team grew over the last week.
If there is a letdown, it'll be worse than if they had a letdown versus the Saints, I think.
Like one step forward, two steps back kind of thing?
It'll be like, it'll take kind of the shine off of the wins they've had prior, the three wins they've had prior.
So can you tell me, is it crazy? I'm picking the Patriots. Patriots 24, Titans 16.
Yep.
I don't feel great. I feel like this is going to be a little weird, whether it's turnovers or sloggy. I'm just not quite all in on penciling them in. And I just, like, turnovers, is Drake due to throw a turnover? Like, we watched Josh Allen the other night not be at his best, give the ball away, the Bills lose.
You can't. It's like he's been playing too good.
Yes.
Is this sustainable?
Yeah.
At this point in his career, he's 23 years old. He's in like his 18th or 19th NFL start. Is he going to be this perfect? He can't be this perfect. Kenny, I just wonder.
He's grooving. I think he's grooving right now. I think he's in his zone. And so, and I think the receivers are. And so we just need, you know, we just need some running game. I think this is the time, the game that the running game finally breaks out. Some of the pressure will be taken off of him. I can't imagine a scenario that the Patriots lose this game at all. But even where it's close, it's just on every metric, it would tell you that the Patriots should dominate this game. So I think Mike's going to have a little something extra. And so I think there'll be a wrinkle here, or they'll do something where a little sweetener at the end that'll make the score even bigger than what people think.
At the end, though. Because this team is not good enough to F around. Because if you F around, you'll find out. Like, leave the cute stuff till you have a 2-score lead in the fourth quarter. If you want to get
cute. He was doing cute stuff against the Patriots when the Patriots are at the height of the superpowers.
I know. And I worry about that. And that might be part of my little tingly feeling that makes me feel like this could be a tighter game than it should be. So, yes, I'm 4-2. You're also 4-2. Actually, four of us are 4-2, and the worst records on the show are 3-3, picking Patriots games. I am going 24-16. Patriots, Ted, your score?
Yeah, I got them at 34-13.
Ooh, you
got
a
big, big number. Big number. I think this is a terrible defense. Please.
Vrabel putting a whooping on the
Titans.
Let's go.
This offense, the way it's been clicking, should score 30 points.
So will he, and they don't score 20 points. I think they've scored more than 20 points once all year,
right,
the Titans.
Right.
So you basically got to get to like 22, 23 points, and you should win the game. Will he say something, acknowledge, snarky?
No.
He won't?
No.
He'll take
the
high road?
Oh, yes.
Very high road?
Yes.
Really?
I doubt he will say anything snarky. I don't think now there's a lot of snarkiness behind the scenes, is my guess. And I think Vrabel does a good job. Look, he plays nice. He's taking the high road. He's presenting like he should to his team and to the media and to the fans. But I know Mike Vrabel, all right? Behind the scenes, he's got something cooked up. He's being snarky, and he's not necessarily – he might not be saying it to the players, but to the coaches when they're just chilling there, drinking their cold, you know, whatever – Miller
you
Lights. Yeah, you at night watching film. Oh, he's got snarky comments coming out big time.
Okay, so I have the Patriots. You have the Patriots. I'll fill in some of the absentees. Fitzy says Patriots 30, Titans 10. So he also has a blowout. Dan, who has been a little slow to the bandwagon, a little behind the rest of us.
But what's his overall record, though?
4-2.
Okay.
But he's had a little more negativity or closer. He was a doubter a little bit longer. Has Patriots 31-14.
Yeah.
So he has blowout.
Blowout, baby.
Brian Frazoco has Patriots 27, Titans 19.
Mm-hmm.
Stiz, what do you got?
I'm kind of with you, Andy. I think it's going to be a closer of a game than, Ted and other people think. I'm going 24-17. And, in fact, we called for the anytime tutty from Stefon last year, last game. Take the $10 that you owe me for missing both of those free throws. Throw that on my guy, Stefon Diggs, anytime tutty. Let's go.
And then do I owe you all the money, or are we splitting the profits? What are we doing
from there?
No, he
gets all the money.
You get all the money from the $10? Okay, I'll do that for you, and I hope you win. And I might even wait for a profit boost so you win more money. I might wait till Sunday before I make that wager. So we're all picking the Patriots.
Yes.
And I think all of us are picking them to cover, basically.
No doubt.
Some closer than others, some blowout, but basically we're all taking the Patriots. And that's where, as I said, the money is. Christian Arcand, how are we doing on a Friday night?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are tremendous. Been a fun week.
It has been. It
Bill Belichick
has been.
Keeps giving.
He certainly does. Although I found myself, I don't know, I wasn't like creeped out by it like some of the callers were talking about, but I also just kept waiting for like a bigger bombshell, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I kept waiting for there to be like something a little more explosive. Yeah. I was like, okay, here comes Pablo Torre. He's got something here. And I just felt like it was a little.
It's like the bread and butter before the meal.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think it's just setting you up for something bigger.
They've
coming.
Set the bar high, though, with their like.
Yes, they have.
With their like leaks and stuff like that.
They
like,
have.
The bar is very high for all of that. Ted, real quick. I butchered this the other night, but I remember you said something about a team playing three straight road games and how the third road game was always like bet against that team. Didn't you say something
that
recently?
Yes, yes.
So how come you're not picking the Titans?
Because I'm saying your metrics and your history be damned.
Okay.
And I,
but it was your metrics and your history.
Yeah, who's you?
Well, it's
you, me.
I heard a shark. I heard a big betting guy say that that's a tricky spot for the team that's playing its third road game in a row to, you know, no matter who the opponent.
Some gamblers, I thought that was your, like, football knowledge.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was stealing that from a
game. It's also a tricky spot when you suck, and the Titans kind of suck.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad spot to be in. Christian Arcan, before you go on, do you know the ESPN Power Rankings has the Bruins as the 10th best team in hockey?
No, I didn't know that.
Weren't we talking about, like, sucking for the number one overall pick and tanking and being really, really bad?
I mean, they did kind of suck against Vegas.
I mean, when Swayman does that thing where he likes to give up, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 goals, you usually lose.
Don't tell that to Sturms. He said Jeremy had a great game. He is very happy with his goalie.
Yeah.
37 shots. I mean, the defense could maybe help him out a little bit, but yeah.
Oh, I think
that's supposed to be the strength of this team, damn
it. McAvoy, Mr. Turnover, Captain Turnover. So what do you got tonight?
We got John Lyons at 7:30. Going to ask the question, is the Patriots rebuild over? Do we still consider this a rebuilding year? I think that's a fair question. I don't think anyone's really considering that. If the rebuild is over, then all of a sudden, like, the conversation's very different.
Yeah, it's just a rebuild of a third of a year.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it.
So
is this rebuild over? Are you rebuilt? Has the team been rebuilt? I think the answer, most Patriots fans would say, yeah, it's over.
I would say you are rebuilt, and now you're going to add to it. You've put in floors, but you might upgrade the flooring. Mm. You know, the bathroom's done. You can use it, but you might get a nicer vanity.
Mm-hmm.
And you might get heated mirrors like Stiz has in his bathroom.
The rebuilding teams don't generally add at the deadline, you know, if you're in a rebuild.
Yeah, I didn't like his comment the other day about the record has nothing to do with the deadline.
I mean, that's just not true.
It made no sense. I hope that was a lie. I hope that was one of those weird answers in a press conference. So stick around for the next 3 hours of the Christian Arcan Show. He will bring you the energy, and he might bring you some choose-your-own-adventure books, as he did last night, where he and I met in the middle as I was the listener, he was the guy on the radio. I was like, oh, yes, I remember those. I love
fairs,
those.
I remember those.
I do, too. Yep. You had to, like, get the money from your parents, and you had a certain budget, and, like, you had to race because there weren't a ton of what
get
you wanted.
Get those Matt Christopher sports books. Remember those?
I loved Matt Christopher.
Yeah. The kid who only hit homers. Remember
I wrote
that
him
one?
A letter. Yeah, I wrote him a letter. He gave me his autograph. I think I'm, like, part of the Matt Christopher club. I loved him. All right, stick around for
Shout out
and more.
Matt Christopher.
Matt Christopher, if you're still with us, we love you. Stick around for the Christian Arcan Show. Enjoy the weekend. Patriots at Titans. We will be back on Monday with your Patriots Monday content. That'll include Drake May on a nice clear phone and another version of May or May Not, where we get to know the young quarterback personally off the field, hopefully coming off another victory. We'll talk to you then. Enjoy the weekend. See ya.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific? Conceptually?
Well,
should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.